listening to Tanya Riley, the diva of gospel. If you need a radio spot, your church of ministry, if you're a musician, your quartet group classic, gospel rapper, y'all go on and holler at Tanya. You heard me?
Y'all just been listening to Tanya
already.
KYT is where you'll find
it already.
If you call, just ask for Miss Riley
already.
She got that music straight from the Bible
already.
Everything she do is straight live
already.
5003 Masonic Drive
already.
She up in the suite 113 already. Alexander, Louisiana, already. You know what I mean?
Already.
She take the ministry and put it on the air
already.
So you can go and preach the word everywhere
already.
Up in Marksville, up in Winfield, at Cabrini, up in Gina, they even got it in parts of Mississippi, and up in Texas, just stay with me, don't let me lose you, cause I'll find you, you just been listening to my super time,
already.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Turn to Acts chapter 26, verse 18. Paul's giving his testimony to King Agrippa and to his entourage. And he's telling them about the day he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. And he's telling them what Jesus told him. And in verse 18, Jesus told Paul, he said, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those which are sanctified by faith that's in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Notice here that obedience plays a part in your help. You want God to help you, you got to obey. You want God to help you, you got to be faithful. Amen? Because if you're not faithful, you're going to be in a place you ain't got no business being. Unfaithfulness always puts you out of the will of God with the wrong people, the wrong place, the wrong time. Because God will assign you to a place. He'll assign you to a people. Amen. He'll give you an appointed time that you're supposed to be there. And if you're not faithful, see, you will drift away from the place that God appointed for you, and you'll be somewhere where you ain't supposed to be, but and still wanting help. But the help is in the appointed place. The help is with the appointed people. Amen? The help comes in the appointed time. Listen to this. He said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Everybody get it? Obedience and faithfulness go hand in hand. Amen? So I want the Lord to help. I'm declaring him my helper, but I still have responsibility. It ain't all on God. Even though he is never going to leave me or forsake me, he going to do his part. Now, I got to make sure I do my part. Okay? Listen to what Paul said. He said, but I showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. I like what Paul preached. He preached that men ought to repent and turn to God and then do works meet for repentance. What does that mean? It means that you live your life in a way that shows you repented. You just can't say you repented and keep on living like you're living, because if you just keep living like you're living and there's never any change, you didn't really have true repentance. True repentance means you go in a different direction. And then Paul said you need to show that you have really repented by the way you live your life. Amen? All right. He said, for these causes, the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Men want to hurt him. Having therefore obtained help of God. Listen to that. Having therefore obtained help. What did he obtain? help of God, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing to both small and great, saying none other things than those things that the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. So what did Paul say? He said, I've only been preaching what the Lord gave me to preach. He said, but I obtained help of God, and I continue to this day. So how was Paul able to continue? Because God helped him. How did Paul's help manifest? It manifested in the supernatural power of God working in him, and it also manifested in natural help that God assigned to work with Paul and to help him get the job done. But he gave God the glory for it and said, I continue in this day because God helped me. He said, I'm here today because I obtained help from God. I can tell you I'm here today because I've had somebody helping me. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of y'all where you at today because God been helping you? Amen. How many of you know God helped you in a lot of different ways? Amen. Glory to God. But you got to give God the glory for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead. Tell your neighbor again boldly, the Lord is my helper. All right, boy, I like that. Y'all strong tonight. All right, turn to Psalm 27. Look at verse number 1. The Lord is my light and my what? So he has a declaration. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Your relationship with God has to be personal to you. You can't go around talking about, well, the Lord, your light and your salvation. No. The Lord, my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Why? Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. The word salvation means deliverer. It means deliverance, preservation, safety, and soundness, healing. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Who do I have to fear? Because the Lord is the strength of my life. Now go ahead. Tell your neighbor, say, the Lord is the strength of my life.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
Tell them again.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
Who's the strength of your life?
The Lord.
Your job ain't your strength?
No.
No, the Lord is the strength of your life. Amen. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Listen to this. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up on me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Now, he's talking from personal knowledge right here. Notice this is in the past tense. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, when they came up on me, which means this has already happened. When they came up on me to do what? To eat up my flesh. I mean, to destroy my life. They did what?
Stumbled.
They stumbled and fell. So you see, when you make the Lord your strength, you make the Lord your help, you make the Lord your redeemer, when your enemies come against you, they're going to stumble and fall. Amen. What's going to happen to them? They're going to stumble and fall. And when they stumble and fall, then you trample on them. I ain't talking about people. See, some of y'all think my people. Y'all think, oh, yeah, I'd love to walk on top of them. Pastor, I'm waiting on them to fall so I can get on top of them. Your enemy is not people. Some of y'all got real, real happy. When we're talking about your enemy stumbling and fall, and you thinking about a person falling and stumbling, you're supposed to be praying for that person's salvation. You're not supposed to be praying for their demise and for them to go under. You're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Now, we know that principalities and powers do work through people. And so when they start working through people and people start coming against you, because they have principalities and powers working through it, now they will fall. In other words, their plans are not going to succeed. Those plans will fall. They will fall. But it's the devil behind it. That's the enemy we're talking about. When the devil assigns people to your life, it ain't going to work. When people are assigned by the devil to bring harm to you, all right, you pray for that person and you come against the devil. You come against the devil, but you pray for that person. Didn't Jesus say, love your enemies? Now, he's talking about people. He ain't talking about the devil. You ain't supposed to love the devil. You ain't supposed to, I love the devil. Don't say that. Don't. We supposed to love everybody, not the devil. Jesus loved righteousness, and he hated iniquity. So it's all right for believers to have some hatred in them. You just can't hate people. You're supposed to hate sin. You're supposed to hate ungodliness. You're supposed to hate lying. You're supposed to hate immorality. You're supposed to hate anything that's not of God. You're supposed to detest those things. Right? Listen to this. Though an host should encamp against me. Now he's talking about present. Right? With God done dealt with the ones that came against him. They stumbled and fell. Amen. He said, but though an host should encamp against me. He's talking about right now. Maybe there's some people that's lined up against me that the devil is using to bring destruction in my life or to get me out of the will of God. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. So even when things start going bad and when people line up against you, you have to keep your heart from getting in fear. Sometimes the host that comes against you is sickness and disease. Sometimes it's poverty. Sometimes it is a bad relationship. But whatever will come against you, whatever weapon Satan form against you, when that host comes against you, don't fear. My heart shall not fear, though war should rise against me. In this will I be what? Confident. I'm going to be confident in wartime. I'm going to be confident when a host is encamped against me. That's what he said. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, listen to this. How many of you got time of trouble? See, there's a time of trouble that might come to you. For in the time of trouble, he shall do what? He shall hide me. See, he's your help. So when trouble come, God has a place to hide you. That's one way he help you. He hides you from your trouble, so your trouble can't find you. How many of you know God know how to hide? How many of you know if God hides you, ain't nobody can find you? If God do the hiding, can't nobody find you. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Glory to God. In other words, he's saying, I'm going to hide you in my presence. This is a man that's trusting God. God said, I'm going to hide you in my presence. Then I'm going to set you upon a rock. In other words, God said, then I'm going to elevate you. I'm going to hide you, and then I'm going to set you up. I'm going to set you upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. So now God has elevated me above my enemies, and I'm looking down on them. They're still trying to find me, but they can't find me. They can't see me, but I can see them.